This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges the world community to establish inclusive world economic system. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathiwada clarifies the size of budget has been reduced considering the latest development of a situation in the country. Finance Minister says upcoming budget centers on saving lives of people with coronavirus control efforts. Coronavirus control and prevention high-level coordination Nation Committee endorses work plan of bringing stranded Nepalis from abroad. Nepal's coronavirus tally reaches 1,212 with confirmation of 170 cases, and U.S. announces it is terminating the country's relationship with World Health Organization. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the world community to establish inclusive world economic system for the small and big, rich and poor countries in the world. Speaking at a high-level virtual conversation on coronavirus pandemic and investment for development in post-corona period, Prime Minister Oli urged the world communities to bring changes in the existing world economic system to uplift the economy of all countries. Prime Minister Oli also stressed on the need of trial and experiments for the scientific approval of vaccines being developed across the world against coronavirus. Prime Minister Oli also stressed on the need of investment in social sectors to compensate the loss created by coronavirus pandemic. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathiwada has said the size of the budget has been reduced considering the lately developed situation in the country. At a virtual press meet organized by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology to inform about various aspects of budget yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Kathiwada said saving life of people was the primary job of the government at the moment. He said the government reduced the budget by 4%. The finance minister admitted to have reduced the budget for infrastructures as priorities have shifted to health and education and there was no environment to head mega projects. The finance minister further said the budget for health has been doubled within last 3 years. Significant amount of budget has been allocated to agriculture, labor and employment. The strategies adopted by the budget at the moment would address the crisis caused by corona pandemic. Minister Dr. Kathiwada also said the budget had targeted to create about 800,000 jobs during next fiscal year through various programs. He also claimed that budget was the first of its kind to have target domestic job creation. Saying the budget has incorporated the relief packages, finance minister said the budget has separated 55 to 60 billion rupees for relief. The finance minister added that the relief packages have come in the form of discount and reduced interest rates, including electricity bill discount. Answering the questions regarding economic growth aim, the finance minister said with the resumption of the economic activities after corona pandemic would help to attain the 7% growth. Coronavirus prevention, control and treatment of high-level High-Level Coordination Committee, has endorsed the work plan to bring back the Nepalese stranded in foreign country home. The meeting of the committee held yesterday asked the Foreign Affairs Ministry to identify and prioritize the work of bringing Nepali home from abroad. The committee asked the ministry to collect information in coordination with the embassies. Informing about the decision, Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister, Narayan Prasad Bidari said the Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Ministry is asked to manage flights for those who want to come home. With the confirmation of corona infection to a 35-year-old man from Orga Khanchi, who died on the way home from India on the 23rd of May, the total number of deaths in the country due to coronavirus has reached 6. Speaking at a regular media briefing yesterday, Health and Population Ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikas Depkota confirmed corona infection to the 35-year-old man from Bhumikasthan municipality of Orga Khanchi. The total number of coronavirus infection cases in Nepal has reached 1,200 and 12 with additional 170 guesses. Among them, 1,103 are males and 109 are females. As shared by Ministry spokesperson Dr. Deepkota till the date, the coronavirus infection has spread to 52 districts in Nepal. Meantime, spokesperson Dr. Deepkota said 19 more people returned home yesterday after health recovery from corona infection. With this, total number of people returning home after virus recovery has reached 206. Dr. Deepkota informed that 162 males and 44 females have returned home after recovery from virus infection. Briefing about the tests carried out across the country, Dr. Deepkota added that 64,154 people have undergone PCR tests and 105,478 people have undergone RDT tests across the country. Within last 24 hours, 3,238 PCR tests and 3,444 RDT tests were conducted across the country. As informed by the ministry, 99,336 people are in various quarantines and 1,000 people are staying at various isolations. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. A high-level committee formed to investigate into the Sodhi incident in Rukum West, which ended the brutal killing of 5 confirmed to dead and missing 1 has begun its works. According to Jazako Chief District Officer Janak Raj Pantha, the committee met with the families of victims yesterday. Similarly, the committee reached the District Health Service Office to take stock of the state of lifeless body of Sanjeev BK, one of the victims in the brutal killing of Veri municipality foe. Earlier, the government had formed a 5-member probe committee under the coordination of Home Ministry's Joint Secretary Jitendra Basnet in regard with the incident. District-based Dalit Right Activist Association and other related organizations have submitted a 6-point memorandum to the committee demanding a fair investigation into the matter. Receiving the memo, committee coordinator Basnet pledged to fulfill the government mandate and bring facts surrounding the incident through fair investigations. The District Administration Office Dhanusa decided to close the Jatahi and Khazuri transit points for an indefinite period effective from yesterday. Before these transit points on the Nepal-India border were kept open for facilitating the entry of Nepalis coming from various places of India. Assistant Chief District Officer Sharad Pokhrel said, although the government opened all transit points along the Nepal-India border for allowing the Nepalis stranded due to lockdown in India to come home, the transit points in Dhanusha have been closed. He said the transit points have been closed on the decision of the federal government after a sudden rise in the number of people trying to enter the district through these points. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism, Culture and Civil Aviation organized a special program yesterday on the occasion of 13th International Mount Everest Day. Tourism Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai said the Mount Everest expedition had played a vital role in the national tourism and economic sector. Minister Bhattarai informed that the preparation of Tourism Act for the overall development of tourism sector was in the final phase. He also expressed his commitment that the government would support to the investors and employees of tourism sector in the present context. The day is being marked in the memory of the first ever summit of the highest peak of the world by Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay Sherpa on 29th of May in 1953. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to restrain zero tolerance to the serious incidents of caste-based discrimination, rape and murder and bring the perpetrators to book. It has also urged to undertake prompt and impartial investigation into such incidents. Issuing a press release yesterday, NHRC Secretary B. Prasad Bhattrai has cautioned the government to exercise zero tolerance to the incidents of discrimination, killings and rape propping up in society of late. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. US President Donald Trump has announced that he is terminating the country's relationship with the World Health Organization, WHO. The US President accused WHO of failing to hold Beijing to account over the coronavirus pandemic. He said Washington would redirect funds to other bodies. The United States is WHO's largest single contributor, providing more than $400 million US dollar in 2019. More than 102,000 people in the United States have lost their lives to COVID-19 so far, the biggest death toll in the world. More than 5.9 million cases of coronavirus have been confirmed around the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Some 364,000 people have died, while more than 2.4 million have recovered. Brazil's coronavirus death has reached 27,878, surpassing the toll of heart-hit Spain and making it the country with the fifth highest number of fatalities. The Ministry of Health said Brazil saw 1,124 deaths in 24 hours. It also had a record number of new cases, 26,928 in one day, bringing the total number of infections to 465,166. As of the end of Friday, Spain had recorded 27,121 deaths, with virus fatalities there rapidly slowing. Brazil could soon surpass France, which has seen 28,714 deaths. Likewise, India's coronavirus death and case tolls have passed China's after the country's recorded 175 new deaths and 77,466 new cases. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds is likely to occur at some places in the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 15.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges the world community to establish inclusive world economic system. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara clarifies the size of budget has been reduced considering the latest development of the situation. Finance Minister says upcoming budget centers on saving lives of people with coronavirus control efforts. Coronavirus Control and Prevention High-Level Coordination Committee endorses work plan of bringing stranded Nepalis from abroad. Nepal's coronavirus tally reaches 1,212 with confirmation of 170 new cases, and United States announces it is terminating the country's relationship with World Health Organization. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.